Super Bowl is still some time away, but there's plenty of competition this weekend taking place right here in New Hampshire. I'm speaking, of course, about this weekend's Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament being organized at the Derryfield School. Joining me now with a preview is Ben Doherty, head of upper school at the Derryfield School, and Jack Miron, a Derryfield sophomore who's organizing the tournament. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
What was it, Jack, that made you think we need a rock, paper, scissors tournament here in New Hampshire?
I've always been interested in strategy games, and rock, paper, scissors, while looking simplistic or random, is actually not. And there's a lot more strategy than it appears at first glance. To do well, you either have to be very lucky or a very good strategist.
So what kind of strategy then what's the rhythm like for a player as they're approaching an opponent in a rock, paper, scissors match?
You really don't play the game when you're doing rock, paper, scissors. You play the person you're up against. So many people believe there's a 33% chance of any particular throw turning up, but depending on who you're playing, those probabilities aren't actually right. And you can give yourself a playing advantage if you successfully figure out what the other player will throw in advance. I think it's called Sicilian reasoning, as seen in The Princess Bride. That's basically where you go through a series of, if you know that I know that you know you're going to play this, and trying to think it through that way. So you can practice and actually get better at playing rock, paper, scissors if you pick up a little strategy.
Ben, there's clearly a teachable moment in this very basic game that pretty much anybody could pick up, but like so many games, sometimes it's more complex than it seems at first glance.
It certainly seems so. I think Jack's understanding of it is well beyond mine. I got to participate as we held our final championship here at the school, and I got to jump up and represent the faculty and compete against the student. I think it took four throws for me to be out, so this has really been a student-driven initiative. Jack and his group of student volunteers have led this from really the creation of the idea to facilitating the actual event. And lucky for us, there's no governing body that I know of, at least in New Hampshire, for rock, paper, scissors. So Jack and that group of students get to kind of be malleable along the way and decide how to make things work. And it's been a great opportunity, certainly for our students to take on that leadership role, but also to bring in schools and interest from around the state.
What about the logistics involved in putting on a tournament like this? Not only do you have to have, obviously, a venue to host everybody, but then do you have an observer or kind of referee on hand for each pairing?
Yeah, I have a team of student volunteers that are going to be refereeing the event and helping out with other things like selling snacks and other merchandise there.
And is it best 2 out of 3? Do you have to get a certain number of wins to advance? How does that work?
So last year, what I think we're going to do this year, is at the beginning, we split up all the schools into 4 smaller groups, which each then did a round-robin competition within that group. And this is just so that everybody has a chance to play, so that it's not like you come driving down maybe from an hour away or more, and then you're just out after the first round. So this way, everyone gets to play at least 5 or 6 rounds before we start doing the bracket competition. And all the rounds will be best 2 out of 3, except for the final rounds, which will be getting bigger up to 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7.
Any tips that you would give someone, say, in my shoes, if I were to be taking on an opponent, sight unseen, didn't know anything about them, so I couldn't know my opponent, any tips on that first throw? What should I do?
My go-to move for the first throw would be paper.
That would catch him off guard.
Right.
Well, Ben and Jack, thanks so much, and here's hoping for a great tournament on Sunday.
All right. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you.